You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Monday, December 18th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. And today I have Gina Zapata from Tri-Valley. And Gina, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
It's nice to meet you. And what's your role with Tri-Valley?
So I am what's called the RFA. I do recruitment and then I do family advocacy. And that entails taking applications for the kids to enroll into school. I gather all the supporting documents that I need for the applications. I'm also kids who are already enrolled, families who are already with the program. I kind of help them find whatever resources they need within our community, or if we have them in our program, I can help them with that too.
So what age ranges do you work with?
So we do birth to 5 years old. If they're five after August, we can still serve them in our center. So we do have a pregnant mom program. So we can serve 1 to 2 pregnant moms until they give birth, and then their child then goes on our wait list for the center. So if you have a child birth to five, you can call anytime during the year, put the application in. If the classroom that you need is full, then your child just goes on a wait list. And then when a spot opens up, then we go back to that wait list and then we contact families from there.
Is there a wait list right now?
There is always a very long wait list, just because childcare is such a big need in our area. So we do always have a long wait list, but that doesn't ever say that you won't, you know, make it in. You know, every family is, you know, assigned points with what their family life is like. So you may call today and be on the top of the list, you know. So it just all depends. You have to call and just see where you're at. Yep.
And it really varies situation to situation.
Yes, it does. So we encourage everybody to call and put an application because you just never know.
And there's a ton of, you know, different resources that you work with and a couple of different programs as well?
Within Tri-Valley, yes. So we do have, like, the heating assistance. We have, like, the foster grandparent program. We have some other community resources that help with, you know, like, housing and home resources, like, for your house and stuff like that. So,
yeah, so just one of the many things that's going on at Tri-Valley, but there is an event that's coming up.
Yes, we are having a hiring event on Wednesday the 20th, and that is from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And what that is, it's going to be where people can just come in and ask questions about, you know, how our program works and stuff like that. They can, we'll have laptops out so they can go right on the website and put the application. If you are unable to make it, you can put an application anytime. Our website is www.tvoc.org. And then from there, you would just click on careers. There is a spot where you can put in like our zip code and it will take you right to what Crookston is hiring for. But it's not only for the Head Start, but there's also like, you know, they hire for bus drivers and stuff like that. So Tri-Valley is always hiring different positions. So yeah, just jump on there and see what's there.
Yeah, there's a wide array of, you know, very different opportunities that, you know, I mean, all kinds. I mean, you just said a couple different, very different, you know, opportunities that are over at Tri-Valley. This is a great chance for people to really learn about all of that that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So we're excited for it. This is the first time we've ever had a hiring event, so we're looking forward to it, seeing some new faces.
What sparked the idea?
So, you know, just lately we've had kind of an issue with staffing as far as the school goes. So we're just, you know, needing some new faces and some new ideas from people and stuff like that. So we're excited. Yeah.
And again, the date?
The date is the 20th, which is Wednesday.
And where will that be?
It'll be at the Head Start Center here in Crookston, and it's 1407 Erskine Street.
So an opportunity if anyone's looking for it. And people can view online too,
yes.
You said?
Yes, yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So the website is www.tvoc.org. And then from there, again, you just go to careers, and then it'll have everything there.
Mm-hmm. And why should people be interested in going to Tri-Valley?
Well, I feel like for me, you know, Tri-Valley helps just so many people. And that's, you know, that I love to help people. So that's what got me there is helping, you know, families, kids. And every day is different. You'll never be bored. You know, every day there's something going on and it's different from the day before. So, yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it. I've been there 16 years now. So yeah, I love it. It's a great job.
And some of the other opportunities that are over there, I know we touched on just a couple, but do you know if there are any other opportunities that are over at Tri-Valley?
We always have the opportunity to come in and volunteer time also. So if you're just looking for some volunteer work, we, you know, from putting together toys to, you know, help cleaning up the kitchen to bulletin boards. We're always, you know, looking for input on parent meeting, you know, ideas, you know, some office work. If you like just, you know, making copies and cutting stuff out, we, you know, teachers love to have help with that also. Even coming in and reading to the kids in the classroom, you know, if you just like to do that, that's awesome too. And that also gives us in kind. So what that is that the federal government gives us so many dollars to use, but we have to match those. So with in kind, any volunteer that comes in, those dollars match what the federal government gives us. So even if you donate clothes, if you donate anything that we can use at the center, that also is counted as in kind. So, yeah.
And that's something we haven't talked about is the donation opportunities as well.
Yes. So we also have a resource room at the Tri-Valley Head Start. So there we have like clothes for kids all the way to adults. So we have adult stuff too, shoes. We have outer gear like snow pants, snow boots, jackets. We have some household things, you know, like plates or, you know, little decorations, stuff like that. But we're also always taking in donations, you know, as far as clothes and stuff like that. So yeah, if you have anything to donate, you can just call the center. The number is 218-281-1343. And then you can, you know, make arrangements to drop off, you know, what you have.
So a couple of donation opportunities as well on top of the volunteer opportunities. Tri-Valley, you guys are very involved in a bunch of different events, even, you know, in the past month or so, a lot of events that have gone on.
Yep. So we do collaborate with the ECFE events that happen within our city here. So just recently we did Grandparents Night. We do, you know, the Teddy Bear Clinic. We do the Boo Run. Also in the spring, we have the Month of the Young Child that we have a lot of events for. So, yep, I'm sure, I know, people have seen us out in the community at those events.
Yeah. What is the Month of the Young Child?
So it's just celebrating the young child and all the things that are wonderful about them. And so there's a lot of events that are more geared to, you know, birth to 5 years old. And then at the end of that, there is a really big celebration that we usually do at the high school. And that's, you know, food, games, community resources for families. So it's really good time. Yeah.
How important is it to, you know, spend so many resources on helping these young children?
I would say very important because we're catching them at a young age. So we want to be able to support them into, you know, kindergarten, you know, the early years of school and get them ready for that. You know what I mean? So what we do is not so much not so much like ABCs, you know, 1, 2, 3s, although that is in our curriculum. But we are trying to show children how to be kind, how to be a friend, how to be a student. So it's really important that we catch them at a young age so that they're ready for kindergarten. So then they are successful in the rest of their school years.
A lot of social things.
Social, emotional, yes, is very, very important for us there.
Yeah. Yeah, those can be just as important as the educational stuff. And they go hand in hand, too, like you had mentioned.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we are, you know, that's our top priority there at Head Start.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful program. And again, the hiring event that's going to be coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, if you're looking for a job and you like to work with kids, that, you know, this would be the spot to go. So Wednesday, the 20th. From 1 to 4. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody and seeing some new faces and getting going.
Yep. And people can always check out the website too.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And the website is?
It's www.tvoc.org. And then you just click on careers and it'll take you to where you need to be.
And you can see the careers. There's all kinds of, you know, there's a calendar. There's all kinds of different mm-hmm. things that people can see on the website. And one of them is all the services that you guys offer.
Yep. Yep. And we also have a Facebook page. Tri-Valley has a Facebook page, and they're always posting things on there too. So you would just look up, for, you know, Tri-Valley in Crookston here, and it'll show all there too. It will show stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. a couple of different ways to be engaged with Tri-Valley. Mm-hmm. What are some of those other services that Tri-Valley offers? Because it's a lot.
Yep. So we have the bus here that runs in town. I know they make trips to Grand Forks, to Thief River Falls, some outer communities. We have the foster grandparent program. So foster grandparents that sign up for that, then they get to come into our center and, you know, rock babies and stuff like that, read books to the kids. We have a few foster grandparents at our center now. There are weatherization that we have in our building too. That helps with like heat and light bills, weatherizing your house, lots of resources there. We also have I lost the words to it, but they help other with daycare openings and stuff like that. So I can't remember off the top of my head what that program's called, because there's just so many that sometimes I just can't remember them all. But yeah, but you can also, like I said, you know, go on the website and it lists them all there. Our Facebook page also has a lot of resources on there. Even just calling the center and just asking questions, you know, we're always there. We have a great receptionist, so she's willing to answer any questions.
Yeah, and also some of those questions could be answered on the website too. I know there's an About Us area, and that can answer a ton of questions. And as you mentioned, you go under the services tab on the website, and you can see, you know, the multiple different services that they're there. And they're really thorough too, those pages. Mm-hmm. They really have a great description as to what everything is that Tri-Valley has.
Yep. And everybody that, you know, works for Tri-Valley now and all those different programs, that's our, you know, our main thing is to help people. So, you know, don't hesitate to call and reach out for this help.
And, of course, if whether you need help or you're seeking to help, there's mm-hmm. the volunteer opportunities all across the board. And, again, what's the phone number that people can contact?
It is 218-281-1343.
And one last time, the Head Start hiring event is going to be December 20th. And where will that take place, and what is the time again?
It will be at the Head Start building over on Erskine. It's 1407 Erskine, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m.
Well, Gina Zapata, thank you very much for joining us today on our Valley Talk program. Is there anything else that you'd like to speak about today?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much talked about everything, and yeah, we're just excited about this hiring event. So hope to see some new faces.
Yeah. Hopefully a lot of people swing on by, and it'll be very successful, as it's the first time you guys have done that. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. So really exciting when it's the first time for an event.
Yeah. We're excited. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Best of luck with the hiring event, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you.
So that was Gina Zapata on today's Valley Talk program.